He's an adventure guide and founding member of the Bibbulmun Track Foundation, who can now put the letters AM after his name, which is pretty special. And Mike, good morning and congratulations.
Thanks, Nadia. Thanks, Russ.
How does it feel?
A little bit surreal, actually. But it's wonderful. It's really nice to be acknowledged in this way, and in the same league as those other names you mentioned before.
Except you gave us the Bibbulmun Track, and some of those other people. Yeah. Well, you know, we're not sure what they gave us, but we know what you gave us, and we're very comfortable with you receiving this award. Nadia said you could put the letters after your name, which is that's a great thing.
But
in your case, it actually fits too. Like, you could literally go Mike Woodham.
I hadn't thought of that, but I'm going to go back and change my email right now.
So people listening go, well, who's Mike Wood? Who are you, Mike Wood? What did you do to attract this award?
Well, Nadia, there's,
And I know it's a hard question to ask someone to brag about yourself and tell us about all the wonderful things that you do, but that's exactly what I'm asking you.
Yeah, okay. I did a number of things, but in conjunction with a number of other people as well. I wasn't out there on my own, you know, breaking up rocks and stones on the Bibbulmun Track so they could put the track on the ground. But I helped found, with a number of other people, the Bibbulmun Track Foundation, and that's been a really important organisation involved in managing the track and making sure the track stays sustainable and safe. And available to everybody. One of the issues with getting people into the wilderness is that people often feel uncomfortable about it, and they don't feel qualified about going out there. What happens if I get lost, or what happens if I get bitten by a snake, or if I lose my way, or whatever? And so having a trail on the ground that is well marked and well maintained and is comfortable. So we have, at the campsites, I'm sure you know, Russ, so we have water tanks at the campsites where people can refill their water bottles and spend the night. We have fireplaces in the northern section, at least, for people to be able to have a campfire. And we've made it accessible to people. Some sections of trail have hardened surfaces for wheelchairs. I think... One of the things that we've been able to do is to get people out into the wild places of WA to get to appreciate it. And I often say that if you don't appreciate something or see something, then you don't really understand the need to preserve it. And so by us getting people out there, we're helping to preserve the West Australian environment.
Oh, just so important, so important.
We're talking to Mike Wood AM this morning, and let's reflect on some of the other things that you've done. I mean, you were a guide in the Himalayas in your 20s, kayaking and climbing those mountains. What's the most exciting thing you've done, Mike?
there's another. Some things get very exciting when you don't want them to. I suppose my first thing was I paddled a river called the Sunkozi, which is a major river in the Himalayas, which drains the entire eastern Himalaya and into the Ganges. And I did the first descent of that with a bunch of other guys. Back in 1980-81, and I ended up staying in Nepal and becoming a rafting guide, even though no one actually knew anything about rafting. but because I could paddle and read white water, I got a job doing that, and eventually ended up training up a whole bunch of Nepalese rafting guides to take over the industry, and so we established an industry effectively in Nepal, which was really a lot of fun. But I was on Everest in 93 with a bunch of other people. Andrew Locke, who's Australia's most successful mountaineer, Mike Groom, and Taki Tenzing led the expedition, and he's Tenzing Norgay's grandson. That was an amazing trip, and I didn't summit the mountain, but our expedition did, and that was a really really. Interested in to be part of, and to be part of that story, be part of the Tenzing story as well. Yes, but I've been really lucky. Even this year, just before the coronavirus struck, I was out in Antarctica and Patagonia trekking, did some sea kayaking in Antarctica, and that was an amazing trip to be down there with the wildlife and to see a part of the world that is completely pristine that we haven't managed to stuff up yet. You know, and we haven't had an impact on
keep it secret.
Well,
keep it secret.
You know, they're finding out about it.
Yeah. And Mike, I imagine you should probably be overseas right now. Is that right? Because obviously you travel a fair bit. Where should you be?
I should have been walking the Trans-Caucasian Trail in Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia.
Of course.
It's, I can't believe this is embarrassing. We would have had a calendar clash.
Well, yes. So there was a positive outcome.
Russ was just talking about that. I mean, I didn't even know such a thing existed. Yes. It's incredible. What an amazing life you live. But also the work that you do to preserve and maintain the Bibbulmun Track as well. And I love how you talk about the fact that you want to make it accessible for everybody. So, Mum, that's where we're heading. Mike, best of luck to you. I hope you can get back overseas as soon as possible. Enjoy this award. It is well deserved.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, mate. Well done. Mike Wood, AM, or Mike Woodham.